夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上，因你们通国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。万军之耶和华说，你们将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我的家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们打敞开天上的窗户，请允许你们甚至无处可容。万军之耶和华说，我必为你们斥责蝗虫，不容地它毁坏你们的土地，你们田间的葡萄树在未熟之间也不掉果子。万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。好，各位请坐。那我们大家都知道奉献，可能我们都大家都在服事奉献，都常每个礼拜都会讲到奉献。但是奉献是什么？说不定我们当中许多基督徒也搞不清楚。
So we offer every single Sunday, we know. So, but what is offering? Probably some of us are not still clear about it.
有人认为说奉献呢就是捐款给上帝。
So some people say offering is just like donating money to God.
啊，就像外邦人一样，他也捐款给他们的神明啊，唯一不同就是对象。
Just like Gentiles also donating money to their gods, the only difference is their gods are different from our God.
那到了报税的时候都一样啊，就是你可以对非盈利组织机构或是慈善事业或是政治选举的捐款啊，到最后都可以报税啊，性质都一样，都可以减税的。
But when it comes to tax season, everything will be the same. Whether you are donating to a non-profit organization, a charity organization, or for a political election.Although your targets are different, they're all tax deductible.
但是问题是，基督徒的奉献真的是这样而已吗
？But is that the true meaning of Christian offering?
啊，有人说，不，奉献不是光捐款啊，是要乐捐啊，也就是甘心乐意的捐。
So some people say, donating money is not just donation; you need to give willingly.
哦，那这样想起来，我们看见可怜的乞丐，我也会甘心乐意去救助他，去可怜他。那如果这样也说成奉献的话，那问题更糟糕了。
But then you're even willing to donate money to save a beggar on the street. If you call that a donation or offering, then that will be even worse.
因为我们把上帝当很可怜，像乞丐一样哈，所以我们也施舍给上帝。虽然是甘心乐意，可是我们是高姿态的哦，来赏一些多余的，我不需要用不着的零头哦给他。那难道上帝有这么可怜吗
？That would be like we're treating God as beggars, as if we're in a higher place. We're actually giving money to God to save him, relieve him financially. He needs that kind of money.
甚至我们有时候很伪善的，有一些人一边唱着诗歌，奉献我所有，奉献我所有，但是口袋里面找一张最小的一张钞票丢进去啊，叫奉献我所有，那不是很伪善吗？
And sometimes we could be so hypocritic, and then we were singing "I surrender all," but then we're actually taking out the least, a bill of the least, face value to offer to God.
如果是这样的态度，那倒不如不要奉献嘛。
If that is the attitude of the offering, it would rather you not offer at all.
当然，我不是说甘心乐意这个态度不好，因为圣经也强调我说我们。奉献应当是持甘心乐意的态度。
I didn't say giving willingly is wrong because the Bible did say we should give willingly.
但是重点不在于奉献数目的多少，因为是甘心乐意嘛。所以为什么我们刚刚圣经又读到要当纳的十分之一呢
？Now, if the Bible says we need to give willingly, then why the Bible also explicitly stated that we should give tithe?
那既然十分之一是当纳给上帝的，那又强调甘愿乐意，有些人。要把十分之一拿出来是有一点困难的，那怎么可以愿意乐意呢？所以这甚至技术问题又出来了。
Sometimes giving tithe is kind of difficult for some Christians, and then there are also even some technical issues.
这个十分之一是税前还是税后？
With the income,
是营业额还是净收入？是这个业外投资要算进去吗？股票还有房租所得要包括吗
？So would your income be considered before tax or after tax?Would be the proceeds or profits or the income you get from your outside investment and your stock income, your rental income, would all those things be included?
哦，还有很多的收入，我们去演讲哈，这个写作，还有红包，还有公司给你 bonus 哈，这些都算进去吗
？And the income
那亏损部分呢
？The income from freelance writing, from your bonuses, what about loss?
哇，很难算，人家请个会计师来算清楚了，不是跟上帝计较哈，而是要搞清楚规定啊，如果就像诚实纳税一样嘛哈。
So you, some people even need to find a CPA to calculate well how much they need to offer according to their income. It's not really bargaining with the Lord, but because you want to know very clearly what are the regulations that God has set up for our offering.
因为有人又把奉献跟纳税 搞混了，因为他觉得说我们享受神给我们赐福那么多，你看我们交税给国家哈，这个可能30%的哈，那才神才给你收10%，可是呢，这个上帝给你的祝福，给你享受这个空气啊，这个阳光啊，水啊，这些这么多，是不是
？So sometimes some people equalize offerings with paying taxes, and then
国家税收有很多国防建设、公共设施、公园绿地、公家机关，还有各项福利，所以30%啊，这个是应该的。但是上帝只收你1/10，一点都不过分，给供应我们全宇宙这么多。
So these people kind of reason government collects taxes to pay for the goods and the services it provides, including military protection, public administration,
阳光、
and parks.
空气、雨水，整个美妙的大自然，
so、paying,
鸟叫、虫鸣、百花绽放、海谷、山谷、海洋、春夏秋冬，哇，这些维护费用才收这么一点点，哎，我们都赚到了。
So paying 30% of your income for taxes is kind of reasonable because government has to collect taxes to do so much. But then God only charges 10% of your income.
有人说，这个是天国保护会啊，因为你出你入，耶和华都保护我，所以这十分之一算起来，这个是天国保护会哈，这个也不错啊。
So some Christians, God has provided with free sunshine, free rain, beautiful nature, birds chirping, insects singing, and also flowers blossoming, everything, and the maintenance fees of the four seasons. But he only charges like 10%. We have earned a big deal.
哦，这样说来，我们收的是天国保护会，那原来上帝也是搞帮派的。
So sounds like God is actually collecting a heavenly protection fee because He's been watching over us every day.
哦，还有人认为说，哦，收的不是，是天未来天国的居住费用，因为我们要积财宝在天，所以现在奉献越多，将来天上的房子就越大。
So some Christians say collecting donations for a heavenly residence fees because when you store treasure in heaven, so the more we offer, the bigger house we're gonna have in heaven in the future.
啊，相当于这个投资型的保险，死后赎回，且本人受益，哈，相当划算。就把它当成什么？当成投资天国的这个天国基金。
So、
基金人呢？基金经理人呢？就是耶稣，你都不用担心他会把你倒掉。
So it's more like insurance for investment, and you're going to be it's going to be redeemed after you die, and you're going to be benefited. It's very cost effective, and then it's like a fixed investment in heaven. And then the manager is Jesus Christ. You don't have to worry about it's not going to be redeemed.
啊，我们这些误解都没有关系，这个时候都不是主流。还有一个主流是张晋最红的主张，就是多种的多收，今生回收，不是等到以后的。
So the above mentioned arguments aren't even the mainstream. The most popular principle is the more you sow, the more you reap.
最短的时间有最高的效益。好，你只要奉献10,000，上帝就按照1/10的比例呢回报你，得10倍就是得100,000。
You could gain the most benefit with the shortest time, and then if you offer 10,000, God is gonna give you back 100,000 because according to a tenth proportion.
所以当你奉献10,000，上帝一定会信守承受还你100,000。这种教导就是鼓励你狠狠的跟神大大张口，然后神就大大充满你。
So if you offer 100,000, God is going to promise you to pay you back 1,000,000. So that kind of, you know, teaches prosperity gospel kind of encourages their followers to pray for and even demand material flourishing from God.
但是你一定要有信心，这个信心就决定于你跟神要的总数多寡。
It's even in prosperity gospel, you have to advocate that we have to have faith because
it's going to determine
how much you're going to ask from God.
要很高的数目啊！你如果太低，看不起神了。
You have to ask a lot from God, otherwise you're going to be looked upon by God.
那聚会中呢，也会请收入高的弟兄姐妹起来做见证，来鼓励鼓舞其他人。
Even in congregation, some brothers and sisters with the highest income would be coming out to testify to encourage other people to ask more from God.
这股风气呢，在落后贫穷地区相当盛行，在很多教会也跟着这股风潮，我们称它为成功神学。
This kind of principle is very popular. It's called prosperity gospel.
但是奉献真的是如此吗？
But is that real offering?
我们真的需要有一个健康的奉献观，否则我们也被误导了。
We really need to have a healthy view of offering, otherwise we could be misled.
好，我们以下就要说明什么是健康的奉献观。
Then next, I would like to share with you what is considered a healthy view of offering.
首先，奉献是 得蒙神悦纳的途径。
Number one, offering is a channel for us to be blessed by God.
好，让我们一起来读八到九节，预备，请。
Would a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are you robbing you? In tithe and offerings, you're under a curse. Your whole nation, because you are robbing me.
好，我相信这段经文呢，经常给人造成反感，尤其是非基督徒在看这一节的经文呢，就会误导说。以为说他们里面的神好严厉啊。
So these scriptures would actually sound pretty offensive, especially to non-Christians. When they first read the verses, they would think that our God is very strict.
你凡是没有忠心缴纳收入十分之一的，就被列为强盗，夺取神的物。
Because whoever does not offer their tithe will be considered robbers.
甚至恐吓说将来会有咒诅临到。你说这样的神怎么会是慈爱的神呢？
They could be even threatened to be cursed. How could this kind of God to be loving?
其实我们要换一个角度来看这节经文，
but then
你才能够真正明白它的意思。
But then you need to change your perspective to understand the scriptures before you could really understand what God means.
好，我请问各位，神的心意是要来祝福人，还是要来做主人？
Let me ask a question. Does God want to bless you or curse you?
祝福人。
Of course, God wants to bless us.
当然是祝福啦，哈，当然是祝福人，不是祝福人。但是另外一个问题是，请问基督徒一生活着的目的是什么？
So, let me ask another question. What is the purpose of a Christian living?
荣耀神。
To glorify God.
你怎么样荣耀神？
How can you glorify God?
为谁而活？为自己活。
Living for what? For yourself?
啊？
No.
为神而活，是啊。那为神而活就是为了讨神喜悦，哈，让神喜悦。所以，既然我们为主而活，一生的目的为了要蒙神喜悦，为了讨神欢喜，这样我们就能够蒙福。
So we live for God, and then we can be blessed by God.
好，那我们怎么样才能够让神喜悦呢？
So how can we please God?
也就太笼统了啊！怎么神要喜悦？怎么样让神喜悦？简单的说，就是我们可以借着顺服神的命令来完成神对我们祝福的计划，来满足神的心意。
Simply speaking, by obeying the commands of God, we can accomplish God's plan of blessing for us and fulfill God's purpose on us.
神的心意从来没有改变，一直就是要来祝福人，使人蒙福的。
God's will has never changed. He always wants to bless us.
在旧约，神祝福的计划就是借着他拣选一个民族，叫做以色列，把他们分别为圣。
In Old Testament, the blessing of God is like He set apart the Israelites apart as holy.
所以当年神就拣选亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So He chose Abraham, the descendants of Abraham.
也就是以色列作为他的子民，将这个民族从万族万民当中分别出来。
Who was also Israel as His people, and set them apart from all of the other nations.
然后再从以色列这个民族呢，再拣选其中十二个支派，其中一个叫做利未支派，把他们分别为圣出来。
So among all the tribes, Israel also select Levites as holy.
然后呢，他在要求所有的这个百姓呢，要分别为圣哈的这个，要从他们所收的十分之一，当归给神为圣。
That God also asked a tithe of everything from the land, and also from the grain, from the soil, and belongs to the Lord, and it is holy to the Lord.
所以借着分别为圣这样的观念呢，来讨神喜悦。
So God wants His people to be set apart as holy to please Him.
那整个发展的结果就是，当百姓单单顺服之后呢，他们不用研究地质学、气象学，也不用网罗最优秀的农业畜牧专家的指导，神就大大赐福他们，使他们年年大丰收。
So the result would be when his people fully submissive to his will, they don't have to research on geology, meteorology, they don't have to recruit the most excellent agriculturists or to supervise them. God will have already blessed them for their harvest.
所以天下万族万邦万民都看见，凡是敬畏顺服神的人是何等的有福。
So that all nationalities will see how blessed are those people who are fully submissive and standing in awe of God.
使神呢在万民当中得荣耀。
So God's name can be glorified among all nations.
所以当以色列百姓也如此行之后，不但是满足神的心意，蒙神悦纳，同时他们也得着福气。
So when the Israelites follow God's will and please God, they will be pleased by God and also they will be blessed.
所以这是他们得福气的最容易的途径， 多么简单容易，何乐而不为呢？
That is a very simple way of getting blessed. Why not do it?
可惜当时以色列把这套原则次序弄复杂弄乱了。
Unfortunately, Israelites complicated the whole process.
本来应该分别出来要归给神的，分别为圣属于神的东西，他们占为己有。
So they actually took what should belong to God to themselves.
因为他们不再信靠顺服神的供应，只想靠自己的努力，也就是说他们自己想要当神。
Because they did not want to trust and obey God's provision anymore, because instead they just want to rely on their own efforts. In other words, they want to be God themselves.
他们自己做主啊。
They want to be their own lord.
可是神的计划不是这样。
But God's plan is different.
你说神在乎这十分之一的农作物吗？
Does God really care the tithe of this one tenth of their harvest?
还有他当献的祭物吗？
And the sacrifices they have offered?
难道神自己不能变出来吗？
Can God turn anything into the things they want?
当然可以啊。
Of course he can do
that. 但是神在乎的是什么？是人的心已经不再归向他了。
But what God really cares if their hearts belong to him or not?
不再悦纳他们的行为了。你说如何能够继续赐福给他们呢？
So when the hearts of the Israelites did not belong to him anymore, he was not pleased anymore.
当神停止
赐
福，结果他们就是不再蒙福，取而代之的当然就是灾祸咒诅了。
So when God stopped his blessings, these people were not blessed anymore. Of course, curses came.
你说本来该属神的东西被这些人拿走了，那还跟这种人客气什么？
So the things that should have belonged to God were actually taken away by these people. Should God be, you know, merciful to these people?
当然很严厉地称他们说是强盗夺取神的物了。
Of course, God would have to call them robbers because they have taken away God's things.
其实，在新约，神的心意也是一样，同样是要赐下赐福的。
So in the New Testament, God's will is the same. He wants to bless us.
耶稣来到这世界上的目的是干什么的？
The purpose of God, Jesus came to this world. What is the purpose?
我们一起来读约翰十章十节，预备，请。
I am come that might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
但前提就是我们要蒙福的先决条件，乃是要按神的计划来实现。而不是按你自己的方式去成就。
But the presuppositions of our getting blessings is like we need to follow God's plan, not follow your own ways.
奉献就是蒙神悦纳的途径。
Offering is one way to get God's blessing.
在新约，神要的不是十分之一的农作物而已。
In the Old Testament, what God wants is just not just one tenth of the whole grain.
而是我们全人的献上。
But our whole body.
罗马书十二章第一节这样教导我们，我们一起来读，预备，请。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
是神所喜悦的，神喜悦是什么？
That is the pleasing sacrifice. What
is
what God is pleased with? We offering our whole bodies as a living sacrifice.
假如你也真的愿意讨他喜悦，那那区区的十分之一奉献你都做不到，你怎么做到百分之百的全人的献上呢？
If you really want to please God, if you cannot even pay tithe, how can you offer your whole body as a living sacrifice?
第二个，奉献是成熟基督徒的责任。
Number two, offering is the responsibility of a mature Christian.
我们一起来读第十节上半节，预备，请。
Bring the whole tithe to the storehouse that there may be food in my house.
好，有三个朋友他们在分享他们如何奉献的。
So three friends were talking about how they offer.
第一个呢，他说他是把硬币拿出来在桌上转，转，如果是正面人头的话归上帝，然后反面的就归自己。
So the first one tossed a coin on the table to see which side the coin fell down to decide how much he's going to offer.
于是上帝得了大概50%，一半啊，他自己得了50%。
So God only gets 50%, and he got the 50%.
另外一个说呢，他是把钱呢，这个丢到前面有一个奉献箱，他把钱如果掉到奉献箱里面的归上帝，掉到外面的呢啊就归自己。
Another one said, I'm going to actually put the money in the offering box, whichever that fell outside of the box would belong to himself.
只有手气不好，只有25%掉到里面，上帝拿了20%，自己留下75%。
So God was so unfortunate because there was 20% of his income that was actually put into the box.
那最后一个说，我把所有的钱都往上扔。
So the last one,
上帝要的自己拿去，掉下来都归我。
I want to throw all the money to you. Whatever that falls down the floor will belong to me.
你认为以上哪一个奉献方式比较好？
Which ways of offering is the best, do you think? Or is better?
希望你们没有用这样的奉献方式。
So I hope you have never done that.
你如何奉献，其实决定你是否是诚实的基督徒。
So however you offer would actually decide
以上三种都不成熟。
Mature Christian or not, the above mentioned three kinds aren't mature.
让我问你们一件事情：你认为使神的家有粮？刚刚我们所读的，以使神的家有粮，是谁的责任？
So let me ask a question. Whose responsibility it is to bring the tithes to the storehouse in God's family?
是牧师的啊，长子的责任。
Pastors, deacons.
好，我这样问好了，大家都不好意思讲哈。一个家庭，我们大家都有家庭嘛哈。好，经营家庭使家人得到温饱是谁的责任
？So who's like? Let me ask a question. You all have families. As a family, who's responsible to keep everybody?
不好意思说哈，父亲、母亲、孩子。
Full.
下礼拜是父亲节，所以要说父亲。
Or children.
谁说的
？Who's responsible?
有些是靠母亲抚养的。你们有没有认识单亲家庭？很多母亲很伟大的，有没有
？Some single parent families have to.
没有啊。
The moms to
有啊，很伟大的啊！那母亲的身兼父兼母职，她很那有些呢是父母亲都没有谋生能力，是靠孩子在照顾的，有没有
？In some families, parents do not have abilities to make a living.
我们当中很多很孝顺的，有啊，有没有？所以每个家庭因个案不同，所以没有标准答案。
So different families are different. There is no standard.
不过我认为养家糊口的责任一定是落在那个家庭成员当中最有责任感、最成熟的人。你们同不同意？
But usually the responsibility of make a living for the family falls upon the most responsible, most mature family
member. 当你家里碗盘没人洗，洗衣烧饭没人做，厕所也没人搞卫生，请问最后是谁做的
？So in your family, nobody does dishes, does the laundry, you know, doing the cleaning. Let me ask you, who is the one who actually eventually does that?
你不会说哈哈哈，我打电话叫牧师来做哈。
You won't say, let me call pastor to come to my house to do it.
而是家庭当中有心经营家庭那个人，因为他的成熟度最够。
Basically, the one who is the most mature, who actually has the responsibility for managing the family.
他就愿意无怨无悔的来担当。那不一定是一个人哦，也可能是很多人。
So this person is willing to take the load, the burden, without complaints.
我看过一个家族哈，他们是一个大家族，可是他们每一次聚餐的时候，家事是抢着做的。
I've seen a big family whenever they gather together for dinner, they always compete for doing the duties, family duties.
要端东西啊，要洗碗盘啊，什么都抢着做哎，还说啊，我来就好，我来就好。
They all compete for family duties.
我看了都很感动哦，都很想加入他们家里的一份子，因为他们当中很多很成熟的人，他们很看重在成为他们这家族的一部分，也很看重自己当尽的责任。我父亲有十位兄弟姐妹，小时候他的生活条件很不好。
When he was young, they were very poor.
光靠祖父微薄的收入根本不敷使用，全家人根本家里粮食不够吃了。
There wasn't enough for the whole family to make a living.
那虽然在他上面有一位哥哥，可是那哥对这种生活条件无动于衷。
Although he had an elder brother, his elder was kind of indifferent to this kind of situation.
那我父亲呢，实在不忍心看着他弟弟妹妹天天挨饿受冻，所以他小学没有毕业，他就辍学到外地打工。赚钱贴补家用。
So my father couldn't stand seeing his younger brothers and sisters suffering in hunger, so he chose to drop out from school and started working to earn some income for the family.
不但改善了当时家庭的状况，直到今天，我父亲仍是深得他的这个弟弟妹妹们的敬重。
Not only he changed our family situation, but also he was deeply respected by the other brothers and sisters in his family.
所以，当我们在问说神的家有粮是谁的责任
？So when we ask whose responsibility it is to bring food to the storehouse in God's family?
那理论上是每个人每一个信徒的责任哈，不管大人小孩，大家都有责任。
Theoretically, it's everybody's responsibility, every Christian's responsibility, whether you're adult or a kid.
那些小孩子或是没有任何收入的人，你不能强迫他们奉献啊。
But you cannot force a kid who does not have any income to offer.
所以为了使神的家有粮，会为着神圣殿荒凉而担忧的，通常都是那些最有责任感的人。
So in order to bring food to God's family, to God's storehouse, usually is so that God's temple won't be desolate.And then usually it's those people who are most responsible to do this.
而他们所做的其实就是最成熟基督徒的表现。
So what they're doing basically is what a mature Christian are doing.
这些人呢，看重神国的事胜过自己的事。
They care more about God's kingdom than their own possessions.
他会为着神的圣殿而挂心而忧虑。
And then they care, they could worry about God's temple.
他绝对不会像哈该所责备的那些人，任凭神殿殿荒凉，自己却住在有天花板的房屋。
So he won't be like what's recording Haggai chapter 1:4, like they're living in the paneled houses while leaving God's house a ruin.
我们一起来读哈该，他当时责备他的这些百姓，我们一起来读，请。
Is it a time for yourself to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin?
我很感动我们这教会，虽然我们教会弟兄姐妹不多，但是却能够凭信心买下整栋教堂建筑物，因为背后有一群成熟基督徒在奉献上他们忠心摆上。
I'm often very touched by a few brothers and sisters in our church, although we don't have a lot of people, but these people just with faith that buy the whole building. And these mature Christians devote to the Lord.
在必要的时候他们会竭尽所能的摆上。
And then they try their best to offer to the to church.
我刚来这个教会，所以有些人告诉我这个教会过去的这个历史。
So some people told me how the church had actually been through financial difficulties.
告诉我说，过去教会曾经在一段经济最困难的时期，我们都入不敷出了这个mortgage， 我们的这个贷款我缴不出来了。
During the most financially difficult time, they couldn't even pay the mortgage.
这时候我们当中有人奉献了不是十分之一哦，也不是十分之二哦，而是超过30%的收入都默默的摆上，而度过了最艰难的那个时期。
So at that time, a lot of mature brothers and sisters offered not just like a tithe, but 20% of their income, 30% of their income to help the church go through this financially difficult time.
所以我们这个建筑物没有拿去被法院拍卖，我们今天还可以在这里敬拜，自由的敬拜。
So this property was not sold. We could still use this place to worship God.
但另外一方，你看那些奉献多的这些基督徒有因此就没饭吃吗？
But have you seen these kind of Christians suffer in poverty and have no food to eat?
他们的家人有因此有缺乏过吗？
Have you seen they lack anything?
没有耶，反而他们经历样样都不缺，是不是？
Yeah, instead they lacked nothing.
因为神是信实的。
Because God was faithful.
是可以让我们经历他丰富的供应。
He could let us experience this abundance provision.
并且让我们属灵的生命更加成熟。
And so our spiritual life can be more mature.
所以一个成熟的基督徒，他不会去斤斤计较这个十分之一奉献的正确的数字。
So a mature Christian would not bargain with the Lord how much they should offer as tithe.
而是尽上最大的努力。
Instead, they would actually pay their best effort.
就像我们要感念父母亲的这个恩情。
Just like we need to be thankful for our parents.
我们有机会，我们就会回家尽孝道。
Whenever we get time, we should go back home to see our parents.
那你会在那里计算这个哇，汽油费开销多少钱？这个买这个礼物的价值啊，浪费的时间啊，这因素，你会考虑这些在里面吗
？When you go back to see your parents, you're going to calculate gas fees, the values of your gifts, and the time you have spent on visiting your parents.
比起父母亲给你的恩情，你永远都算不清楚这笔账啊。
Compared to what your parents have been giving you, you can never pay back what your parents have given you.
同样，神的恩典浩大也是如此。
So in the same way, God's grace is just as abundant as this.
你要跟神算得清清楚楚。
You want to bargain with the Lord so clearly how much you need to offer?
那到时候神也跟你算得清清楚楚。
And then God is going to actually calculate with you.
让我们都成为一个成熟的基督徒。
Then you're going to be in trouble. We need to be mature Christians.
不要那么计较。
Don't bargain with the Lord.
你会知道神要赐福更多给你啊。
Because the Lord is going to bless you even more.
第三，奉献是参与神作为的机会。
Number three, offering is an opportunity to participate in God's almighty work.
让我们一起来读。
Let's read this.
十节下半节到十二节，预备，请。
Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops. The vines in your fields will not drop their fruit from it is before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty.
刚才已经分享过，神的心意是要祝福他的百姓。
So I've just
当天上福气倾浮下来，丰富有余，甚至无处可容，到一个地步，万国都要羡慕，连土地都要成为喜乐之地啊。
So I have just shared also from the scripture we just read, when we are blessed by God, he's going to throw open the floodgates of heaven, pour out so much blessing on us, and there will not be even room enough to store it.
请问这些祝福好不好?
And then the land will be also delighted.
不好,
are these blessings good?
是谁在做成的?
So who has done all these work?
神在做成的, 是这位施恩赐福的源头, 是神大能
It's the Lord our God who at the origin of all these blessings who has done all these work.
但是有一个先决条件嘛,
but the precondition is that our tithing, he needs to go through his people. Before God's blessings and promises can be fulfilled, you have to offer your tithe.
其实圣经说神要我们十一奉献，并不是上帝缺钱呐。
So the Bible said we need to pay, offer tithes doesn't mean God like money.
或者说上帝需要我们这微薄的一点钱当本金去投资，然后用杠杆原理变成更大的财富。
Where God needs this kind of principal money to do some sort of investment.
神是全能的，他可以使无变为有。那为什么他那么看重我们十一奉献呢？
God is almighty, could turn from nothing to everything. Then why does he need our tithe?
其实我们刚刚讲了，除了他要单我们单单顺服而蒙福之外，或是操练我们更成熟、对教会有责任感之外，还有一个重要的原因。
So there is besides the two reasons that God wants us to be blessed by paying tithe, also training us to be a more mature Christian is also another very important reason.
就是我们可以神给我们机会来参与神奇妙的大能作为。
That is, God wants to give us an opportunity to participate in His almighty work. God is the leader. He does not need anything. He does not negotiate with us.
我们之所以要奉献，主要原因就是圣经所说的，得财的获财的力量是上帝给的。
So the reason we need to offer the tithe is because all of our possessions actually come from God.
对于基督徒而言，万物都是神所赏赐的。我们只是把神给我们的丰富拿出一部分、一小部分来向他表达感恩的机会。All
the things in this world belong to God. We just give back what He has given us, very little portion of that, to give thanks to the Lord.
奉献就是要我们懂得给予。
Offering means we need to know how to give back.
在一切都是上帝赏赐的恩典之下，我们欢喜的给予。
Under the presupposition that God is actually the origin, the source of abundant grace, we're willingly give.
所以这不但是一份荣誉跟恩典，这更是神给我们参与完成他伟大计划的机会。
So offering is not just a glory, an honor, a grace, but also a good opportunity for us to participate in His almighty plan.
可以经历他的信实公义。 来请服我们，使我们凡事充足，无所缺乏。
So can, we can experience His faithful provision, so we can experience that we lack nothing.
更何况设立十一奉献其实是合理的。
Let alone, it's very reasonable to have such tithe offering.
因为当我们奉献我们总收入的十分之一，基本上不会影响我们的生活。
So we only,
除非你不会理财。
We only need to offer one-tenth of our income, it won't affect our life anyways, unless you don't know how to manage your income financially.
上次我讲过健康的理财观,
有需要的话, I have shared with you before about how to manage your finance. What is the healthy view of financial view as a Christian? So you could actually
financial
go on the
management.
Video to listen to my preaching.
Okay. 这是一种信心的考验, 而绝不是一种赌注。
That is a test of faith. It is not gambling.
圣经从来没有说你先给小钱，然后上帝就给你大钱。这听起来好像上帝在开赌场啊，里面的这个吃饺子老虎机，好像教会也在开赌场一样。你要把这个钱往奉献里面丢，手气好的话，天上的窗户就打开来，噼里啪啦哗啦哗啦下，这个天国代币好，就像各样的福气啊，都滚出来了。
The Bible never said you give him got little money, God is going to give you back big amount of money, just like gambling. And then when you're fortunate enough, you're going to earn a lot of money.
神也没有威胁我们，你不奉献，你就遭天谴，就得咒诅。
God has never threatened us. If we don't offer, we're going to be cursed.
这反而是一种鼓励跟诚恳的邀请，让你来参与在神信实的供应当中，你也有一份。
Instead, is an invitation, is an encouragement, so that we can be part of His plan.
你来试试看，神是不是会打开这个天上的窗户来请福给你？
Just,
你连这个机会都不给神，你在埋怨什么呢？
Just the Lord said, just test me to see if I could actually throw open the floodgates of heaven to give you so many blessings.
当你有信心的付出这样的信奉献的行动，你尽了你当尽的义务，接下来就是你要经历神奇妙大事的时候了。
If you don't have, even have such little faith, how can you experience God's almighty work? But when you have faith and due responsibility and the God, you're going to experience God's almighty work.
当年耶稣他喂饱五千男丁吃饭的时候，那时候连小孩妇女大概有上万人了。
So Jesus did a miracle. He fed like 5,000 men and also some women and kids all together, probably tens of thousands of people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
难道他不能够从无变有吗？
Couldn't he turn from nothing to everything? Of course, he could do it.
可是为什么耶稣一直在等，等到一个孩童，他先拿出五饼二鱼？
But why did Jesus also wait for a kid to offer his 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish?
那似乎微不足道的摆上之后，才有后来众人得饱足的祝福。
But because of a little portion of offering, a lot of people were blessed and they were fed up.
那五饼二鱼能做什么？
So what could actually 5
几万人、上万人
在
那里挨饿，五个饼、两个鱼，这个干嘛？
Thousands of people were waiting for food.
但是这个故事背后说明，神希望在他赐福的过程当中，有人能够参与。
That means God wants us to participate in His work.In the process of His blessing us.
而这个献上五饼二鱼的小孩，我相信在他一生当中都会因着他的参与而深感荣幸。
I believe this little kid who had offered his 5 bread and 2 fish will be deeply honored because of his participation in God's work.
今天神也要做大事，但是并且也邀请你的参与，是看得起你，给你面子，不是要向你敛财。
Today God wants to do His almighty work also, and He is sincerely inviting you.And He's giving your faith, not asking money.
全世界都是他造的，万福都属于他，并且
他愿
意慷慨大方的赐福给你。
All blessings come from Him. He could very generously give to you whatever you want.
这跟父母亲跟小孩要小孩说，给我吃一口，这个道理很类似。
That was just like the similar to what parents ask their kids, just take a bite.
父母亲，你想想看，父母亲供应孩子的需要那么多。买很多的东西给他，他真的是很在乎那一口冰淇淋吗？
The parents could actually provide this kid whatever they need. Could they really care for just one bite of ice cream?
但是当他们孩子愿意分享那一口，所带来的意义就不同了。
So when their kids are willing to share that one little bite of ice cream with their parents, and the meaning will be different.
那父母亲会更开心，更甘心乐意来供养这个孩子，更大方的给孩子更多的东西，是不是？
The parents will be very pleased, very happy, even more willing to give what their kids want.
然而，如果这小孩说连一口都不愿意分享给父母亲的这个孩子，可能下一次都没有 ice cream 可以吃了。
But if the kid did not even want to share a little bit with their parents, and then maybe next time he would not have ice cream to eat.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
你的孩子都还是没有人做过这个试验啊？
Have you ever done that experiment on your kids?
我们都很乐意，如果你孩子那么懂事，那么成熟的话，我想这是一个测试啊，是不是？
So we're all very willing to, you know, give our kids whatever they want. It's just a test of faith.
让我们不要失去参与神奇妙作为的机会，因为这对我们的损失太大了。
Let us not lose the opportunity that God has given us to participate in His miraculous work so that we could actually lose even more.
我很喜欢我们每周奉献所唱的那一首歌，凡我向主所成，然后呢，凡我向主所成都是出于主恩，凡我所有都属于主，我是基督徒。的确，当我们基督徒有能力去奉献，背后说明的是神的恩典够用啊，祝福满满啊。
So I really like the song that we always sing when we do the offering. Whatever we offer to the Lord actually comes from God's grace. Whatever we have belongs to the Lord. We're God's servants. So when we have our abilities to offer, it means God's blessings and God's grace is sufficient for us to use.
因为我们还有能力可以给予。
We still have abilities to give,
领受,
not just to take.
这印证了圣经所说，施比受怎么样？
So it's actually proved what's written in the Bible, and you are going to be more blessed when you give than when you take.
所以只要能奉献的，你都是蒙福的。
So whenever you can't offer, you are blessed already.
至于十分之一的奉献，这不是一种硬性规定来强迫你遵守。
As for tithe, it's not like a regulation to force to obey.
不要以为这是不给钱就处罚的恐吓。
But don't worry that you will be threatened. You're going to be punished if you don't pay that tithe. 宁愿说这是一种
考验我们的机会。
It is an opportunity for God to test our faith.
是否可以借此来讨神喜悦，蒙神悦纳？
God wants to test it if we want to be, if we want to live a life to please Him.
是否可以借此来表现出我们应有的成熟度？
And to prove we're mature Christians.
并且是否可以经历他更多信实丰富的祝福与供应？
And to experience His abundant blessings and provisions.
尤其我们教会现在正努力在迈向健康。
Especially when our church are striving toward a healthy church.
若要我们成为一个健康的基督徒，我们就要健康。
If you want to become a healthy Christian, we need to have a healthy view of offering.
才能够使我们基督徒属灵的生命有重要的突破。
So we have make great breakthroughs in our Christian life.
神真正期待的，其实不是要辖制我们，要来剥削我们，而是要让我们经历他更多的赏赐，更多的祝福。
The real expectation of God is not to bound us, to exploit us, but to bless us with more blessings.
而奉献只是我们向他表示感恩的回应行动。
Offering is just the one way for us to give back Him thanks.
神真正要的奉献不是区区只有十分之一，而是你我们全人的摆上。
What the offering that God really wants is not just tithe, but offering our whole bodies as a living sacrifice.
为什么？因为神看重，神看为宝贵的是你的心，不是你的钱。
God cared about your heart. Treasure is your heart, not your money.
圣经曾经载一个穷寡妇，她虽然只投了两个小钱而已，可是她把她一生都摆上了。
The Bible has recorded a story about a poor widow who has offered only two pennies in the offering box, but she has given all she had.
神就纪念她的摆上，而不是另外一个忠心奉献十分之一的这个法利赛人，在那骄傲的这个法利赛，神就不悦纳他。
The God remembered what she did, but not remembered what the Pharisees did who offered a lot.
因为神看重的是这位妇人的心呐。
Because what God treasured was this woman's heart.
假如你曾经真实的经历神主恩的浩大
，Have you ever experienced the abundant grace of God's grace? If you have,
那你是否愿意将你最好献给主呢？
Are you willing to offer your best to the Lord?
你愿意把你最好的献给主吗？
Are you willing to offer your best to the Lord?
Yes. 如果愿意的，我们一起来说阿们，好不好？
Let's say
你愿意把最好的献与主吗？
If you're willing to give the best to the Lord, amen.
再一次，最后一次，你愿意把最好的献与主吗？
Are you willing to give your best to the Lord?
我们一起立。
Let's all stand up.